You are listening to The Slice. It's Grampian Hospital Radio's weekly look at matters relating to hospital life and health. I'm John Graham. Good to have your company. Hope you're okay today, wherever you're listening. Now, I'm delighted to be joined by the Nursing Student of the Year at the Royal College of Nursing Scotland Nurse of the Year Awards. It's Chloe Jackson. Chloe, it's so good to have you on the programme.
Thank you so much for inviting me, John. I'm absolutely delighted and honoured to be invited onto your show today.
Oh, it's a real pleasure for us, Chloe. And so delighted for you to get the Nursing Student of the Year Award. I mean, how did you get this prestigious award, Chloe?
It's a bit surreal. I'm very excited about it. I'm very, very honoured about I was very grateful to have been nominated by two nominees initially, and the award nomination was open to all nursing students in Scotland. So quite a prestigious award, quite an incredible award to have received, because there's a lot of nursing students in Scotland that were in the running for the award. So I was awarded the award for my work in creating and leading a nursing blog and podcast, and the work I did in the Student Committee for Scotland in the RCN, supporting neurodivergent colleagues and setting up my neuroinclusive support network, SUN, which is now known as SUNO and Co. And this stands for Support and Understanding for Neurodivergent Nurses and ODPs and all other healthcare workers. So the network is a neuro-inclusive space designed to bring neurodivergent nurses and operating department practitioners and all other healthcare workers together through similar experiences. And the space also facilitates learning about neurodiversity for colleagues who aren't neurodivergent and for those who are.
Yeah, yeah. So, Chloe, tell us, I mean, you mentioned the word there, neurodiversity. For those that's not familiar with that term, what is neurodiversity?
So neurodiversity is an umbrella term that refers to conditions such as ADHD, autism, dyslexia, dyspraxia, dyscalculia, Tourette's syndrome, and it's really a spectrum, and it shouldn't be mistaken for learning disability. Learning disability and learning difference are two different concepts. And it's very often mistaken. You can have an individual who has a neurodivergence and a learning disability. So it's really important to recognise the distinguish between the two terms.
And often it's difficult to get a diagnosis until, you know, maybe the student goes into academia, and often that's uncovered there.
So I was diagnosed with dyslexia, dyscalculia, and dyspraxia, ADHD and autism, but initially I was diagnosed with dyscalculia in primary school. For some strange reason, when I went up to academy, the diagnosis was taken away from me, which was really bizarre. Dyscalculia is difficulty with number. Dyspraxia is difficulty with reading and writing. Dyspraxia is like coordination. And then when I went up to university, I was screened for dyslexia, dyscalculia, and dyspraxia, and I was diagnosed then. And then it wasn't until recently I was diagnosed with ADHD and autism after the passing of my two beloved puppy dogs. We're quite close together that I recognised that actually I might fit the bill for this. So I actually had a private diagnosis because the waiting list is so long for an NHS assessment.
And having had that diagnosis, I mean, obviously that helps to understand your behaviours and how you deal with things and understand things and understand people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the diagnosis for me validated how I felt and just as you were saying there. But also the diagnosis enabled me to get medication, which has been life-changing for me. And I really value that diagnosis for that purpose, really. I mean, I was very good at masking prior to my medication, and a lot of women are very good at masking their neurodifferences, but The medication has been life-changing for me, yeah.
Brilliant. And then that's allowed you to have this fantastic career. I mean, you've recently graduated from Robert Gordon's University and now working as a registered nurse in the theatre environment. How's that going?
Absolutely fantastic. I absolutely love working in theatres. It's been an incredible journey so far, and I'm very, very, very lucky to work with such fantastic colleagues in Main Theatre Suite. I was very lucky that my very last placement was in theatres, so it's been a very smooth transition for me as a student nurse to a newly qualified nurse.
Yeah. So going back to your student nurse training, and what training and education is required to become a registered nurse, Chloe?
So to become a registered nurse, you should complete a BSc or a BSc on honours degree in nursing. And obviously there's different fields. You'll know yourself the different fields of nursing.
And how long does it take to become a registered nurse?
So the BSc course is 3 years and the BSc honours degree is 4 years. And then you can obviously go on to do further study, master's, etc.
Yeah. So Chloe, what qualities are required to become a nurse, would you say?
So I would say nursing is a wonderful and really rewarding career, but of course it comes with its challenges. But an ideal nurse, I would say, should have compassion, good customer client service skills, good communication skills, good problem solving skills, leadership skills, good time management skills, good prioritising skills, good conflict resolution skills, good critical thinking, and good listening skills.
Yeah, all very important indeed. And who were your influences in choosing nursing as a career, Chloe?
Well, John, I was actually inspired by two people, one of which you know and managed when you were a senior charge nurse in what was Ward 49 Surgical.
Yeah.
My dad, Billy Jackson, and my mum, Karen Jackson.
Oh, lovely. So they were obviously clear influences.
Yes, I was just going to say, so I'd grown up with nurses since I was a little girl, and I always thought that's what I would like to do when I grow up, but I wasn't ready when I left school to undertake nursing. I hadn't really enjoyed school that much because, as you know, I had these neurodiverse difficulties and my teachers didn't think I would actually get anywhere. Although there was one primary teacher that I remember that had said to me that she thought I would be a nurse. But anyway, I was at the stage that I was about to leave school and I really didn't know what I was going to do because I wasn't ready for undertaking nursing, but I looked at my interests at the time and I was interested in food and I was interested in cooking, so I decided to apply for hospitality management at Dundee Angus College, which I did for 2 years, and then I went on to do an honours degree in international hospitality management at RGU. And then I dabbled in some jobs and decided I wanted to do a master's in digital marketing, just out of the blue, and completed that. And then I got a job with a children's charity as a fundraiser, and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
I saw the wonderful work that nurses were doing, and that came to the surface on the news, and that's when I decided that the time was right for me to undertake my nursing journey. And the rest is history. I applied for a clearing space at RGU and here I am.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. And what a fantastic journey that was, Chloe, after that doubt and so on in your mind of would I ever become a nurse. That is such a lovely story. Chloe, we're going to have a break for music and after that we're going to be speaking to you more about the work that you're currently doing and how you are flying the flag for neurodiversity. And a choice from you, Chloe, what's the song you'd like to hear?
How about Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles?
Oh, that sounds great. Let's hear it right now and we'll come back and speak to you right after this.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
There and Here Comes the Sun, and that was the choice of Chloe Jackson, the Nursing Student of the Year at the Royal College of Nursing Scotland Nurse of the Year Awards. And Chloe is with us now telling us about neurodiversity, and let's come on to neurodiversity now. What are you doing to raise awareness of neurodiversity?
Thank you for that question, John. So I'm doing a few different things, actually. So obviously, I've mentioned that I had set up the network SUNO. It was SUN. It's now SUNO and Co,
yeah.
Which stands for Support and Understanding for Neurodivergent Nurses. And since joining theatres, I added ODPs, which is Operating Department Practitioners. And then recently, there's been quite a few different healthcare workers that have come forward looking to join the SUNO sessions that we run within SUNO. So I made it SUNO and Co now, so it means everybody's included. The more the merrier, of course.
Yeah.
And basically, SUNO is a network that is designed to bring neurodivergent healthcare workers together through similar experiences. So the space facilitates learning about neurodiversity for colleagues who are neurodivergent and those who aren't, just to educate them. Because I think that, you know, in the past, as a student nurse, I did face discrimination and misunderstanding surrounding my neurodivergence and my reasonable adjustments. And so I thought that this was down to a lack of understanding and knowledge about what neurodivergence actually means, because everybody's neurodivergence is different. So I wanted to facilitate something with my digital skills to educate people and bring people together so they could learn from each other and understand each other better. So the aims of SUN are to create a friendly and supportive, reassuring connection among these healthcare workers through relatable experiences, to empower neurodivergent healthcare workers to work to their strengths and support them to challenge the challenges that they face in practice, to facilitate learning and understanding, to contribute to the body of evidence surrounding neurodiversity, and the main one, to celebrate neurodiversity, because I believe that advocating for colleagues who are neurodivergent aims to help combat that stigma and stereotyping surrounding it. So I set that up, and we run SUNO sessions every 6 weeks, which we've just had one yesterday, actually, which was really good. So like-minded people came together to connect. We run information sessions as well within SUNO for people to come along and attend. We have podcast interviews with various neurodivergent healthcare workers. There are also blogs written by healthcare workers which provide insight to those who are neurodivergent and to what it might be like, and also comfort some neurodivergent people who might recognise some of the same similarities in themselves. With nursing, I also launched a neuro-inclusive community social choir in Aberdeen called Umbrella Acapella. And it's designed to bring people out of isolation, because being neurodivergent can be quite an isolating place. So that's been running for a year now, and we run on a Thursday evening at RGU, and you don't have to be a great singer at all. We just enjoy the company and making new friends.
Yeah.
And we're actually holding our first anniversary concert in September at the Aberdeen Tekka Hilton. So we're quite looking forward to that. And then the final thing I'll share with you, John, is that I also recently launched a neurodiversity tartan. And it's called the Pride of Neurodiversity, and it's the only neurodiversity tartan in the world. So it's currently being made into lamb wool scarves in the mill just now, and they're available to pre-order online.
Oh, that sounds great. What colours are in the tartan, Chloe?
So the colours I chose myself, which relate to my own experience. Each colour represents an experience or a feeling that I have experienced during my neurodiverse journey.
Yeah.
But I hope they resonate with others. So my main colour is a turquoise colour, because for me, turquoise signifies being grounded, calm, tranquil, and I love being by the water. So that water is that that colour is quite a calming colour for me. There's a dark grey, and this represents the feelings of before I had the diagnosis. I felt low, lonely, misunderstood, empty. The yellow colour represents hope and brightness, which was significant to me when I got my ADHD and autism diagnosis. Everything made sense to me now. I felt validated, and that's why I chose yellow. Purple is a darker shade. It represents socialisation and a term called rejection sensitivity dysphoria, which people are welcome to look up. There's pink colours, which represent compassion and empathy, which I think is a really true strength among neurodivergent individuals. This colour, I really want it to be strong and more prominent than the purple. There's a dark blue, and that symbolises overwhelmness and overstimulation. And then the last colour is coral, and it represents creativity and courage. And again, these are both common strengths that are exhibited among neurodivergent individuals. We're very entrepreneurial type people and innovative.
Oh, that sounds great. So that Pride of Neurodiversity tartan, you can order just now, you said, Chloe.
Yeah, so it's being made in the mill just now into lamb's wool scarves.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're not quite ready yet, but you can pre-order them on the website that I've made called Neurodiversity Tartan.
Yeah, so that's Neurodiversity Tartan. And the other thing you mentioned there was about your choir, Umbrella Acapella. Is there a website for that, Chloe?
Yes, there is. There is a website, but there's also a website for an American choir called The Same, and it's quite easy to mix them up because we're very different. So it's quite difficult to find the Umbrella Acapella website, but it's Umbrella Acapella at co.uk.wordpress.com, and that's how you find it.
Okay, and the other thing I just wanted to highlight was the Sunny and Co. If listeners want to get some more information about that, where's the best place for them to find that on the internet?
So if you put support and understanding for neurodivergent nurses and ODPs into Google, you should find it there. But all of the initiatives that I've mentioned today are on social media as well, if listeners use social media.
Oh, that is great, Chloe. Some tremendous work that you're doing there, raising awareness of neurodiversity.
So you're I'm very passionate about it, John.
I feel the passion about it. Now, tell us, you're currently working in theatres. You've graduated from the Robert Gordon University. You're working as a registered nurse in theatres. Take us through your day and what are you doing in your job as a registered nurse in theatres?
Thank you, John. And so I'm currently working in one of the theatres tonight, ophthalmology theatres, and I'm doing my anaesthetic training just now, which is very intense, but it's very interesting, really enjoyable. And in ophthalmology theatres, we care for patients under local anaesthetic and also general anaesthetic. But as a newly qualified nurse, it's been a very busy first year, but I'm really proud of all that I've achieved in my first year. I've undertaken an international course called Periop 101, which has been extremely beneficial, so I'm really grateful to have had the opportunity to do that. I've organised a nurse's and ODP Day celebration, and we had a massive raffle, which the department loved. It really raised spirits in the department, so that was really good fun. But as I said before, like, it's been a really smooth transition for me as a student to newly qualified nurse, because my last placement was in theatres. But the journey's been incredible so far. I'm so blessed to work with such an amazing department. My colleagues are honestly great, and I love working with my patients every day. In fact, I had a few surprises recently. So I was awarded 2 Star Award nominations and the main NHS Grampian Star Award for the month of June. And last week I was also awarded a Daisy nomination.
Wow. For my...
So it's getting a bit embarrassing with all these awards.
All these nominations are obviously related to yourself and the work that you do and the appreciation of and caring for these patients.
I love caring for...
Yeah.
Well, that's the main reason I wanted to become a nurse, was to make a difference to families and people.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. Yeah. And Chloe, what would you say... I mean, you're early on in your career for nursing, but what are your ultimate goals? Have you any ultimate goals on the horizon?
I mean, I've got a lot of ideas and things in my head for what I'd like, but my main goal would just be to make a difference to many lives within my career. That's probably my main goal.
Absolutely.
Just to make a difference to people.
Chloe, it's been really interesting speaking to you and the work that you're doing. Chloe Jackson, Nursing Student of the Year at the Royal College of Nursing in Scotland, the Nurse of the Year Awards, and flying the flag and raising awareness of neurodiversity. Chloe, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you for having me, John. It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you.